Okay. Let us start with one of those Divrei Torah on the Vortfinder website. There's Chafetz Chaim on this week's Parsha discusses the Pasuk in Dvarech HaVbet, Pasuk Dala tells us, Lo tered chamor achicha o sharon oflim baderech vitalamta mehem hakim takim imo. So if you see your friend's donkey or ox and he's falling, he has too many packages, so you can't ignore him, you have to help him out. So Rashi there comments, imo means im ba'alav. Aval him halach v'yashav lo v'amar lo ho'il v'alecha mitzvah im ratzita liton ton potter. So Chazal tell us that if you, the word imo in that pasuk means that you have to help him. It's not only about the Tzar Balei Chayim, meaning we're concerned about the Tzar Balei Chayim, that's the point of the mitzvah, but the person whose animal it is has to help you. If he's there pulling his animal and the animal is suffering and the packages are falling and the animal's falling and you're and clearly help is needed, so it's up to you to help him. That's the mitzvah. But it's only if he also helps himself. He can't be like, I know you have a mitzvah to help my animal, go for it, I'm just going to stand here and watch. He has to do his part. So the Chafetz Chaim very clearly, very obviously why, it's very obvious why, he sees it as a message about hishtadlut, that you always have to do your part. You can't ever expect anyone to do the work for you. This, and he's talking about in Ben Adam L'Makom, Hashem, I want help with X. I got to do my part. I can't just daven to Hashem and Hashem expect Hashem to help me succeed. I can't just daven for parnasa and not work. I can't just daven Hashem help with lashon hara and not work on my own lashon hara. I can't daven for help in any area and just expect Hashem to do his part without me putting in my effort. It's all a message about hishtadlut. But because this is chizuk, I wanted to talk about putting in effort, but two examples of what I think could be good chizuk for this area, because sometimes when we put in effort and we're working on our midos and we're working on all sorts of areas that we want to improve in and we despair because we fail, so I wanted to show us that we shouldn't despair about that. So let us go to where we get our name as Am Yisrael from. So we know that the story comes from when Yaakov fought the angel. So in Bereishis Lamed Bet, the pasuk tells us, "Vayomer lo Yaakov yamer ot shimcha kim Yisrael ki sarita im elokim v'manashim atucha." Your name won't be Yaakov anymore; it'll now be Yisrael because you fought with Hashem, with people, and you succeeded. So, we get our name Yisrael from Yaakov having fought. Ki Sarita. Sarita, Yisrael, same Shoresh. But some of us here, I'm looking around, I see some people I've heard, wonderful Balei Kriya, certainly esteemed Talmidei Chachamim, people have been learning a whole bunch of years, so you, some of you, I'm sure, have at least a passing understanding of Hebrew grammar. And therefore, I can ask you, and you can unmute yourselves, what tense is Kisarita? No? Can't unmute yourself?
Past tense.
Past tense. And what tense is Yisrael?
Future tense.
Future tense. Good. Thank you, Noam. So, in other words, the angel saying, because you fought, you will fight. You hear that? It really should have, what would have made more sense if it said, your name will be Sarel, because you fought, Kisarita. And then we'd be singing, I'm Sarel Chai, and everything else would be Sarel. And it only sounds strange to you because you're used to Yisrael, but it would really be Sarel. So why is it Yisrael? It's because it's not about the fight you had already. It's also not about succeeding. Because what word in that pasuk means succeeding? Vatuchal. And you were able to. You were able to succeed. And then our name would be Am Yachachal or something. And then that's not what it's about, succeeding. It's about the fight. Our goal, our tafkid, is that we have to be struggling. We have to be working. We have to be improving ourselves. We have to be trying to grow. It's not always about succeeding. So therefore, if I'm, let's say, as an easy example, I want to work on my not speaking Lashon Hara. So if I go, okay, I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again, and so I'm probably not going to succeed. But therefore, because I, let's say I decide I want to speak less Lashon Hara, so each time that I catch myself and realize that I'm speaking Lashon Hara, or that I spoke Lashon Hara, so now I'm going to be like, oh, this is pointless, this is a futile effort, forget this. So I'm going to despair because it's so hard and so difficult and I'm going to find myself failing at it. And we shouldn't despair because it's not about succeeding in it. It's about the struggle. That's what it's all about. We're Am Yisrael. The whole point is that we're going to fight. That's our tafkid here. Our tafkid here is to try and work on it, to try and succeed, to try and grow. It's not about, meaning we're trying to succeed, but we shouldn't despair if we don't succeed. The whole point is that we're trying. That's what it's all about. And as a second idea, also from Yaakov, the Malachim come and they, Yaakov leaves, and Vayetze Yaakov Bereshev, and then he goes and he has a dream, and there's Malachi, and he sees a ladder, and there's angels going up and angels going down the ladder. And we know Malachi Elohim and Malachi Eretz Yisrael are coming to greet him, are escorting him out, Malachi Chutz La'aretz are coming to greet him. Very nice ideas there. And Rashi there comments that it wasn't just that he saw a ladder with angels on it. He saw a ladder, and the bottom of the ladder, the foot of the ladder, was in Be'er Sheva. And then he saw the top of the ladder was in Beit El. So therefore that means that the middle of the ladder was in Yerushalayim, or Keneged Makom HaMikdash. So I once heard a shir here in the yeshiva. Somebody came and gave a shir, it wasn't one of the Ramim, and he had the map of Eretz Yisrael there, and he was really bothered that if you draw a line from from Be'er Sheva to Beit El, it doesn't hit Yerushalayim. And so he had to like draw this R-shaped ladder. So I don't know, he may have been missing the point, but I just came across a few months ago a very interesting explanation of this idea. And where did I come across it? Okay, obviously we have here the Yeshiva Library's 90,000 volumes, so it has a few of the Gadol biographies, and I recently was looking at the Gadol biography of Rav Yisrael Belsky. So Rav Yisrael Belsky was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vedas, and also one of the two major poskim of the OU, the other being Rav Shechter Shlita. And Rav Belsky was quite an interesting person in the biography, so I recommend seeing some of the stories there if you happen to come across a copy of it. There's great stories of his worldly knowledge, like one time in the OU, he was doing a factory inspection, and he thought he saw some chelev get through, and the worker said, no, 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 it's not from that part of the animal, and he stopped the line and put the whole cow back together from all the little pieces. Okay, that's incredible knowledge about whole areas of things, and he was right that it was chelev. So in this, he had a very interesting explanation of this idea about the ladder. He said it's on purpose, because what's the question? Why is it that the middle of the ladder is in Yerushalayim? Wouldn't you think that he's trying to ascend to the Makom HaMikdash, he's trying to ascend to Yerushalayim? So if Yaakov is dreaming about a ladder, about where he's going, the ladder should be wherever it starts, fine, if he's in Be'er Sheva. So Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, so the ladder should be in Be'er Sheva. And the top, the apex, the pinnacle, wherever he's trying to go, should be in Yerushalayim. What's the point of the middle of the ladder being in Yerushalayim? So Rav Belsky explained, and I think it's possibly based on the Ramban there, he explains that It's not about the succeeding. It's not about the goal. It's about the struggle. It's about the work. Yamelut. That's what it's all about. So, why do we consider Yerushalayim the top, the goal? The metaphoric Yerushalayim in the ladder in Yaakov's dream is about his struggle. It's about his journey. It's about everything he's trying to do and trying to accomplish. And therefore, that's why Yerushalayim is the middle of the ladder and not the top. And I think this is that same idea, that it's all about our struggle and our work. It's not necessarily about it succeeding. It's like the famous mushel that everyone always tells about the bucket with the hole in it. It's not about getting the water from one place to the other. It's about rinsing the bucket. So when we work on ourselves, we're cleansing our buckets. That's what we're trying to do. The whole point is that it's not necessarily about succeeding. It's about the process. So even if I learn some Torah and it goes in one ear and out the other, at least it went through my brain in the meantime. And hopefully each Seder and each block of Mara I learn changes me, and I'm a better person for it. So and therefore, even if I mess up, again, going back to Lashon Hara as the example, even if I mess up talking about Lashon Hara, but the fact that I tried today to talk less Lashon Hara, and I tried today, I caught myself 3 times, but I didn't catch myself 10 times. But at least those 3 times I caught myself, and hopefully that's making me a better person and a more caring person and a more well-rounded person. And that's what the Bali Musar actually say, by the way. If you're trying to stop speaking Lashon Hara, they don't say, that's it, cold turkey, I'm never speaking Lashon Hara again, because from experience, doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. So what do they say to do? They'll say, why don't we not speak Lashon Hara, or let's take upon myself to believe neither not speak Lashon Hara tomorrow, or let's say Tuesday between 2 o'clock and 2:30. So you're going to take upon yourself a half an hour. That's it, a little chunk. And you might succeed at that half an hour. And then if the point is, you're not taking on to never speak Lashon Hara, you're taking on a half an hour of not speaking Lashon Hara, and then you pay attention, and because for that half an hour you're so focused on not speaking Lashon Hara, then maybe it affects you the rest of the day, or at least give out. You had a half an hour, you didn't speak Lashon Hara. But the point is that we shouldn't be despairing over our failures, because it's not only about the success, it's about the battle, the struggle. And I'll end with one little baseball metaphor. Those of you who follow baseball know the following. The most successful, the best player in the whole league, just about every year, gets a hit 7 out of 20 times. .350 batting average puts you lead the league in batting. 7 out of 20 times. The worst player in the league gets a hit 4 out of 20 times. Like pitchers, when they get up to bat, they get a hit 4 out of 20 times. And then you have a .200 batting average. So you hear that? The difference between being the worst, the players who you're like, oh well, maybe let him bunt, hopefully, you know, the bat accidentally hits the ball and the players move, okay, from being that player to being the best player who, wow, that guy's really good, he never gets out, he really does get out. He's getting a hit 7 out of 20 times versus 4 out of 20 times. You hear that? The difference between being the best and the worst is succeeding 3 out of 20 times. 3 out of 20 times. Less than a sixth of the time succeeding is the difference between being the best and being the worst. And that's really what it's all about. Okay? We have so much that we're all trying to work on and grow. And I know I'm talking to the esteemed Talmidim who are attending Yeshiva University and college and have their Siddurim. And really, that's what all of life is about. It's about our Avodas Hashem and all our relationships, everything. I want to talk nicer to my wife. I want to talk nicer to my chavruta. I want to talk nicer to my roommate. I want to just be nice. I want to talk less in davening. I want to look at my phone less. I want whatever it is that we're trying to work on. Imagine that. Who said that you have to succeed 20 out of 20 times? Trying to be perfect and then you're going to despair. How about let's just try to be good, try to be a little bit better. Let's succeed 3 out of 20 times more than we're currently succeeding. And that's what it's about. That way we cannot despair. We can be happy. This is I think is some of the most important chizuk. All I'm telling you is to try to work on it. We may not succeed. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. We're not looking to always succeed. We're going to fail. We're going to stumble, and we have to be okay with that because at least we're trying, and the trying is the hishtalut that it's all about. This week's parsha says hakim takim imo. You have to do your part. Can't expect it all from the person helping your animal. And the Chafetz Chaim's metaphor, you can't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it all. You have to do your part. And hopefully that if we're trying, we're being b'shtadel, and really Hashem, I want to speak Lashon Hara, and we're davening with a lot of Kavana, then maybe if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're really trying, so then we'll have the Gemara, as mentioned, the bracha in the Gemara of Makos that says, "V'derech she'adam rotze leilich ba'molichin otach." So hopefully we'll be showing that we'll have put in our efforts and our energies for it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. But even if not, even if we see we're failing, the fact that we're trying, that's what it's all about. Because we're Am Yisrael. It's not about Vatuchal. It's not the succeeding. It's about that we're going to be struggling, that we're going to be trying. The Beis HaMikdash, the most important part of everything, is the struggle, the attempt. It's not necessarily the success. So I wish us all a Ktiva V'Chatima Tova. We should all, it's Elul, Rosh Hashanah is coming up, we should always be trying to succeed and always trying to be growing, but at least we should be trying. Shkoyach.